In this evening's gospel reading, Jesus anticipates how the Holy Spirit will facilitate that work which is most essential to the church. And that work is to lead the church into all the truth. You remember in John 14 that Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And I want to just focus for a minute on the first of those. When he said, "I am the way to the Father," that tells us that there is a clear path, a clear direction, and a definite destination. And Jesus says it's the Holy Spirit who will be the one who will lead us on the way. So let's take a moment to pause and consider what it means to say that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all the truth. What does a guide do? A guide assists someone to follow a path in order to reach a destination. Now, I've lived in Calgary since 1989, but before coming to St. Peter's, I hardly knew the Northwest. I'm a southern boy myself, and I just stay on that other side of the Bow River, and I did not come up here for anything. And so now, we've got these six schools that we're responsible for, and today I went to one of the schools, and I thought I'd never been to this school before, but in fact I had a couple of weeks ago, but I'd forgotten that I'd already been there. And the reason I'm telling you this story is that I turned on my GPS, but it wasn't working. And so I was having trouble getting there, and I had to kind of figure out what's wrong with this GPS, why isn't it working, and finally I was able to reset it. Thankfully, I did, because even though the secretary, when I phoned, said, "Oh yeah, when you get to Country Hills Boulevard," she didn't say which way to turn, and I would have turned in the wrong direction and would have gone all the way towards the airport looking for that 7-Eleven that I would never have found. The point is this, the GPS was reset, and I was able to drive and find not only how many kilometers it would be to get to the school, but how long it would take me to get there. So the GPS on my phone truly helped me today, and it's helped me many days since I've come to St. Peter's to find out where in the world am I and where in the world am I going. Well, if that's true of our needing direction just to get from point A to point B, believe me, we need this kind of help, this kind of guidance, if we're going to get from here to heaven. And this is the wonderful thing that the Holy Spirit continues to do in the church. He is the one who is the teacher and continues to unfold the work of Jesus Christ. And this is so important for us to realize, because there is someone else who's always wanting to get in the way and interfere with us getting to our destination. And of course, I'm talking about Satan. And in John's gospel, Jesus talks about both the work of the Holy Spirit, and he also talks about the work of Satan. In an earlier passage in John, at chapter 14, verse 26, he says this about the Holy Spirit: "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." He will teach and remind. Now, on the other hand, listen to what Jesus says about the work of Satan in the 8th chapter of this same gospel. Satan does not stand on the side of the truth. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, and Jesus says Satan does not stand on the side of truth because there is no truth in him at all. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So here's the point I'm trying to make this evening. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are at best like people who are trying to go through life without any guide at all. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out God. We're trying to figure out life's meaning. And in a sense, that's exactly what Paul was addressing in the Areopagus when he was there in Athens. That here were people who were religious, but they didn't have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They were trying to determine for themselves who God was, how we get to heaven, if there is a heaven, and what is the meaning of life. Whereas St. Paul, we're told, began to talk about Jesus and the resurrection. And we're told that some scoffed at Jesus when he talked, at Paul, when he talked about Jesus and the resurrection, because the word for resurrection in Greek is anastasia. It's a feminine noun. So some people thought that Paul was talking about Jesus and his girlfriend, which again just goes to show that you could be talking the truth, but if you're not able to hear and apprehend it and comprehend it, then it is not going to go in. And there are so many people in the world today who are living unaided and are lost, kind of like I was for a while this afternoon. But at worst, there are those who, because they do not have the Holy Spirit's guidance, but are actually being misguided by the deceiver and liar, who is the devil, they will end up at that other destination, what we call hell. So we need to underscore this tonight. Thanks be to God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God that the Holy Spirit speaks through the apostles, and through the apostles, he now speaks in and through the church. So let's think about it this way. Just as Paul in Athens was able to explain clearly the nature of who God is, the nature of the resurrection, the nature of judgment, and the life that is to come, so too, apart from the church, we would not know Jesus Christ. Except through the ministry of the church, we would not know that Jesus has indeed pronounced the good news. We would not know of the historical events of Christ's life, death, and resurrection witnessed to by the apostles. We would not know the true doctrine of the church. We would not know that his Holy Spirit truly does love and guide and direct us. And we would not know how to live in the present day with a guide that is directing and bringing us to a destination. In the upper room on the night of the Last Supper, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would give glory to himself by guiding his disciples so that they would know that Jesus is indeed the way to the Father, and that through the gift of the Holy Spirit working in and through the church, we do not have a global positioning system. Rather, we have an eternal positioning system. And it is this profound truth that on this day, the church wants us to be thankful for.